This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
We are back live. Rob Duke is coming up to take over in the next segment. You got the Democrats with anti-Democrats end gun control filibuster for 15 hours. You got that going on. Why it's time to repeal the Second Amendment. Rolling Stone. I got like 100 articles I haven't covered, but I just can't get over them openly calling to repeal it. I mean, they keep promising they don't want our guns. Drudge, the DHS secretary, give up your guns first. You go first, brah. FBI U.S. homicide rate at 50-year low. Yep, that's true. Homicide rates at a 50-year low, but believe me, people all over the country, when their kids are swimming, are looking for alligators right now because it's rare, it's scary, and it gets your instincts, you see. And having somebody come and shoot you, having a human come kill you, that's in our instincts, too. We're afraid of it. That's why you can have, like, a cat in your house and have one of those fake plastic snakes and throw it down, and that cat will jump 3 feet in the air and get back in an attack position. And your cat may have never seen a snake its whole life. It's got instinct, and they're just punching our buttons all day long, and so am I. I'm coming in here with my own instincts that we're being overrun with tyranny. We're seeing all sorts of evil be set up, and I am here ringing the alarm saying, you ought to be scared of tyranny. Democide in the last 100 years killed over 200 million people, and that's death by government. That's non-military deaths. 262 million? That number's like a decade old. University of Hawaii at Honolulu. Man. But I tell you, I'm also going to have a message to Donald Trump today. Donald Trump to talk with NRA about denying Second Amendment to people on terror watch list. And you read his tweet. I don't know exactly what to make of it. Because he sounds like he's going to talk to them about doing that. And that just denies due process and is very, very dangerous. So this will be the first time I've got a real issue with Donald Trump other than him not understanding or not getting or not fully comprehending or maybe being wrong on the whole Apple thing. Hey, give the FBI the code. They've got a warrant. Yeah, I get it. Give them the code. They've got a warrant to the San Bernardino shooter. That makes sense, doesn't it? Except there isn't one code. It's the keys to everybody's iPhone. And they could get through it. They don't need to say they're getting through that encryption. You get through it with the wire that goes in, and you can get into that in a few minutes with any good hacker. You know, the plug-in to give it power. That's an electronic interface with the phone. And you've got all the apps. Most of them have Trojan horses built in. You just call the company's administrators. They'll give it to you. And the FBI has all that. It was all a red herring. It was all bull. But do I throw Donald Trump out because of that? No. He's killing political correctness. He's going up against globalism. He's exposing that our government's been funding ISIS. He's exposing the crooked corruption of the Democratic and Republican parties. He has not been taking political money up until now. Now he's in the general election. He pretty much has to. It's like saying, well, oxygen is corrupt. Well, when you're in space, you need it. Well, he's going to get the oxygen from corrupt people. Well, they're the ones that got the money. Again, still, trust but verify. We got to stay very close to the situation and watch it. But I'm going to be going over all of that today. And I'm also going to file a report on this because I didn't get to this properly. You know, Rob Dew really should because this is a big deal. Stuff on Infowars.com. On Tuesday, June 14th, NATO announced that if a NATO member country becomes the victim of a cyber attack by persons in the non-NATO countries, such as Russia or China, then NATO's Article 5 collective defense provision requires each NATO member country to join that NATO member country if it decides to strike back against the attacking country. The paramilitary decision for this was made 2 years ago after Crimea abandoned Ukraine and rejoined Russia, of which has been part of unilaterally involved transformation to Ukraine by the Soviet dictator Nikita Khrushchev in 1954. The NATO decision was made in anticipation of Ukraine's ultimately becoming a NATO member country, which still hasn't happened. However, only now is NATO declaring cyber war itself to be included as a real war under the NATO treaty collective defense provision. And they go on to say that they militarily strike countries that are involved in that. Folks, can you imagine? A, you can't prove who did it. It's perfect for frame-ups. And then B, it starts a wider war when you do it. It's just crazy.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There's a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words. What they mean.
Welcome to the fourth hour of Overdrive. Mother. I'm your host, Rob Dew, from the Situation Room in the Central Texas Command Center. We are live right now. If you're not getting the fourth hour at your radio station or television station even, call them up. Tell them, hey, carry that fourth hour. Because we always go over more news, more phone calls. We're trying to make the fourth hour great again. I've got a lot of gun news. We even got some exclusive news from Adan Salazar out of Houston as a result of this gay nightclub shooting. We're going to get into a little bit about a professor who traveled the world and says socialism doesn't work. And usually you see professors preaching socialism. And also calls, it looks like there's a Craigslist ad for a threat of an Orlando-style massacre in San Diego. But first, I want to get to, and I'm going to have David Knight come in at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about the concept of what would Jesus do at the gay bar shooting, because there's lots of calls from both sides of the religious spectrum, Islam and even the hard, evangelical right. I'm not even sure if that's the correct term for it, but how they've come out and kind of attacked or, celebrated what has gone on. We're going to talk about why that's not needed and why reaching out to to people with an open hand is always going to yield you better results than trying to be abrasive and confrontational. But here we go. Here's the first tweet I want to read from Stefan Molyneux. If you are for gun control, then you are not against guns, because the guns will be needed to disarm people. So it's not that you're anti-gun. You'll need the police's guns to take away other people's guns. So you're very pro-gun. You just believe that only the government, which is, of course, so reliable and honest, moral, and virtuous, should be allowed to have guns. So there is no such thing as gun control. There is only centralizing gun ownership in the hands of a small political elite and their minions. Right on the dot right there. Right on the dot. He's got it. He understands where this argument comes from. And while the left can't understand that, there's always going to be one side with guns. And even when the government, which has been caught shipping guns to Mexico, they're going to still, criminals are always going to be getting guns. Look at Chicago. Most gun control laws, highest gun murder rate. And here's the next one I tweeted out. This is from Heavy Metal Patriot. Legal gun owners have over 200 million guns and 12 trillion rounds of ammo. I misspoke yesterday when I brought that up talking to Alex as we went into the fourth hour. Seriously, people, if we were a problem, you would know it. That's right, because honest, real gun owners aren't going to go out and shoot people. They're going to protect themselves. They're going to teach their kids how to shoot. They're going to go hunting. But mainly, it's there for self-defense and against a tyrannical government, which is why we have, it's not perfect, people, but it's the best system in the world. And that's why you have people building rafts out of garbage to get here, and they're doing the same thing getting to Europe, because where they're coming from is even worse. So let's go to this article. This is Adan Salazar, and this is exclusive to InfoWars. Gun range selling out free concealed handgun courses for LGBT. Company has opened several classes since announcing the offer. And this is the owners of the Shiloh Gun Range on the outskirts of Houston. We've got our reporters going there tomorrow after they hit this Dallas Trump rally to go interview the owners of the Shiloh Gun Range. So we're going to make that happen. And due to the overwhelming demand of the at Shiloh shooting, we'll be offering additional classes. Please call us, they said in a recent Facebook post, as we can't access our voicemail due to the volume of calls and our email server is crashed due to the number of emails. We've been inundated with phone calls ever since the news went out. And Shiloh manager Jeff Sanford says, this offer not stems from a marketing standpoint, but from the desire to rally more people behind the Second Amendment. Okay, I'm going to read that one more time. To rally more people behind the Second Amendment. If you care about the Second Amendment, you should be celebrating this and should be telling other people in your area about it. This is an effort to reach out to a very small but vocal and passionate community that can be positive advocates for the of the Second Amendment for us. And if people don't agree with that, then they're absolutely wrong and they're not an advocate that they think they are. So he's saying reach out with an open hand instead of a closed fist. And that's what we have to do, because what they're doing now, it's all a part of divide and conquer. It's to get Americans fighting with each other. And the reason we have this country is so people of all walks of life can come together and build a society. We may not agree with everything that each other does, and that is our right to not agree with it. And it's also our right to speak out against it. But it's not our right to go out and physically harm people or call for the harming of others in that. So I'm going to have David Knight talking about that later on. But that was exclusive to InfoWars, and that's in a Don Salazar article. Meanwhile, we have this Craigslist ad. Oh, before we get to that, let me give out the call-in number. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I'll be taking your calls, especially when David's on, to talk about this issue, because I think it's a really important issue that we're not addressing a lot. And I like the way this gun owner is handling it by offering free gun classes to people. So maybe the next time a shooter goes to a bar and starts shooting it up, or any place where people are, he will be responded back in force by other people. Notice it didn't happen in Texas. And notice the last time it did happen in Texas, the guys were taken out before they could get too far from their car. That's because people in Texas are armed, and you may not know it. You walk around the office here, there's a lot of people armed, and we are not afraid. So an armed population is a safe and very polite population as well. So here we go. Craigslist ad threatens Orlando-style massacre in San Diego. Police are investigating the online threat of violence to San Diego's LGBT community. That reads your next. On Tuesday evening, a ABC 10 news viewer saw the post in the Men Seeking Men section of the Craigslist San Diego personal ads. He took a screenshot and sent it before the post was flagged and removed. The post was titled, "We Need More Orlandos," and it's accompanied by a photo of a hand firing a revolver with a bullet coming out of the barrel. The post reads, "Orlando was long overdue. Cleanse your community of filth that gives decent gay men and women a bad name. These people were walking disease, bug chasers, and thank God for AIDS and 9/11, and now Orlando. San Diego, you're next." And guess what? A lot of gun control in San Diego, in California. It's hard to get guns there. It's hard to keep them, and you can't get them very fast. So, of course, that's where you're going to see those types of attacks. You're going to see them in schools, in bars, places where guns are not allowed. Meanwhile, we have our reporters heading up to Dallas today. Dallas police practice riot control ahead of Donald Trump visit. Dallas police staged demonstration and riot drills at Wednesday at Fair Park, the day before large demonstrations are planned against presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. About 600 Dallas police officers participated in the training with riot helmets and shields. There was smoke to simulate tear gas and scores of police recruits playing the role of unruly demonstrators. Hopefully they weren't acting and saying stuff like, "Oh, we're sovereign citizens. You can't do that to us," which we've seen in the past with our military. Because that's who our military is practicing to go after, or at least Homeland Security, controlled military, to go after people who say they're sovereign citizens, not against people who say, they're Islamist radicals, because you can't say that in the military. And here is this article, former CIA head, not the one I chased through the streets of Dresden, but it was retired General Michael Hayden, made the point that the national security strategy is being hindered because there's now a hesitance to pursue some cases for fear of being branded a bigot. Is it possible that people are being politically correct? He asked Jake Tapper. And it's interesting. Jake Tapper put out a series of tweets where he is actually questioning radical Islam in its role. He's not fully pulling the line of CNN, not blaming Islam at all and just saying, well, it's guns problem. He's actually taking the role of looking at who's actually shooting the gun instead of blaming the gun itself as an inanimate object. Once again, our call-in number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, if you want to get in on this conversation and talk about gun rights in this country. I think they're too restrictive already. People are coming out of the woodwork saying we have to restrict them. We saw the piece earlier with the New York Post writer that Alex played where he was afraid and he had PTSD. You know, notice he didn't say that on video, but he put it in writing later. He was trying to figure out how he could couch his fear into a more vivid approach of how to explain how guns are scary. And we counter that, showing kids shooting AR-15s, having no problem, and actually liking it. The one kid said, how'd you feel? He goes, pretty good. And he went back and shot a few more rounds off. We showed little girls shooting the AR-15. Of course, you had Joe Biden coming out a few years ago saying, buy a shotgun. And we countered that with videos of women shooting shotguns and falling on their rears, because a 12-gauge shotgun does give a big kick, but an AR-15 is a really great gun to shoot, and it's very easy to shoot. I've shot many of them, and they are hunting rifles for those of you out there on Facebook who say, oh, no, we don't need – no, those aren't hunting rifles. Yeah, they are. Go hog hunting with them. You'll be happy you had one. So back to the general. He says, you look at the Fort Hood case when the Army knew Nadal Hassan had become an extremist, and he'd been talking to Anwar al-Awlaki. Incidentally, Anwar al-Awlaki went to a dinner at the Pentagon right after 9/11, so he's probably got some CIA ties there. Is there any hesitance to be branded a bigot? And then he also brings up Farouk Abdulmutallab, who is the failed underwear bomber. Interestingly enough, he was given a bomb that could not work. And I had an argument with the TSA officer when I was going to Dresden, Germany, as we were getting felt up in the Austin airport. He was saying, well, we need these body scanners because the underwear bomber. I go, do you know he's given a bomb that couldn't work? Do you know the FBI knew who he was? Do you know his father had contacted him? Did you know that the Undersecretary of State, Patrick Kennedy, came out on video later and said, we knew who this guy was and we wanted to follow him. We were letting him go through his mission and because we wanted to see who he was working with. And then you had lawyer Kurt Haskell come out and come on our show in the beginning and say, hey, this guy was put on this plane by a well-dressed man who spoke perfect English, was an Indian, but spoke in an English accent, and brought the guy up and said, hey, he doesn't have a passport, but we do this all the time. How does that happen? Okay, but they use these events, and you see he's using this event again, but for a different standpoint. But they use that event when it first came out to say, we've got to go after people getting on planes, and we have to have these underwear bombs, or have to have these body scanners, because only they could pick up this bomb. Which, of course, is a lie, because we've seen how you could fail it with a sewing kit from a dollar store. We've proven it all. The government's lying over and over again. We'll be back with more and your calls coming up. It's the fourth hour of Overdrive. I'm your host, Rob Duke. Thanks for watching. Infowars.com/show for the live video feed.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast-charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is very precariat. As you join us back into the fourth hour, I'm your host, Rob Dew. Just saw this on Twitter. School brands third grader with I need lunch money stamp. So I guess he went to school without the lunch money, and instead of sending the child home with a piece of paper, they stamp the child. Talk about, is this a form of bullying and shaming the kids? Somebody asked, this happened in Alabama, I believe. Yeah, Gardendale, Alabama. And this is all part of the, I guess, the precariat class, the class that is like just one, they have jobs, they're employed, but they're one step away from losing it all and then losing it, as Jared Salente says. And that was one of the topics of Bilderberg, was what to do with the precariat class. And we did an interview. In fact, I don't even know if I put that interview out. It was with Infokrieg.com, and I need to actually put that interview out because he broke down why they're talking about the precariat class, not because they care about the poor people, but because they want to set up a system where they're getting these monthly stipends. And in order to get these monthly stipends, you have to maintain the government code of conduct, and that's what they'll be setting up. And they'll have little minders and enforcers making sure people are following what they're saying in order to get their monthly stipend, because it's hard to live, you know, in a place where you're taxed to the hilt and everything's got an extra fee on it and food's expensive and anything nice is really expensive in Europe. I noticed that right off the bat. But let's go to Cindy in Pennsylvania. I've got other callers, too. Robert in Alabama, Scott in Illinois, James in Colorado, Curtis in Michigan. I'm going to get to all of you guys. But Cindy in Pennsylvania wants to talk about Bilderberg and gun control. Go ahead, Cindy.
Yeah, hi, Rob. Can I make two quick points?
Sure,
go ahead. Have you ever noticed when Bilderberg meets, there's always a big shoe that drops? And the big shoe that dropped was Orlando, Florida. I would think that they were talking gun control as being their next move and making it a big move, which they did. And they probably have sleeper cells everywhere just waiting for them to make a call. And I also wanted to mention this Milo Giannopoulos. He was taken off of Twitter. He had, 30 million followers? I never heard of him before, but yesterday he was on Drudge. They gave the link to him, and I watched him talk in Orlando. He's very articulate, smart. He's with the LGBT community. 30 million followers, they listen to him. He's pro-Second Amendment. He knows gay bars are soft kill zones, and I think it'd be a good idea to maybe interview him sometime and bring in these 30 million people. I mean, they buy products too. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, I would agree. I don't think he's followed exclusively by LGBT people. He's also followed by people who have a distaste in their mouth for the social justice warriors out there, and I think that's probably his biggest audience. Because he actually comes out against a lot of what the LGBT says in terms of exclusivity and trying to shut people down in their freedom of speech. He's very pro-freedom of speech. And we haven't had him on the show before, but we did have Joe Biggs going to California to follow a few of his speeches. And one actually got shut down due to a bomb threat that happened. And so people don't like this guy speaking out. They're very anti-freedom of speech when it comes to not following their views. But, I'm sure we'd love to have him on the show. And I think we've reached out to him. Alex regularly speaks to one of the main editors of Breitbart, and that's who he works for. He's a tech editor at Breitbart. But as for Bilderberg and false flags, that's what I thought. We were at the airport that morning chasing the Bilderbergers around, asking them questions, and it was Josh Owens saw the headline. He goes, oh my God, 20 people were just shot in Orlando. And I said, wow, this is going to take all the eye of what people are looking at, especially the eye of Drudge, as I say, from Bilderberg, which he was covering every day, and then shift it over to this shooting and kind of take people off their real controllers, but into an event where you could have CNN and other mainstream media outlets come out and say, oh, we got to call for guns. We got to call for the banning of guns. And this, of course, gives President Obama the chance to get up on screen and do his fake tears and say he's sick and tired of this. But he won't say the words radical Islam, even though the last two big shootings were radical Islam. So I would agree to you on both points, Cindy. Thanks for calling in. Let's go now to who's been waiting the longest. Looks like everybody pretty much the same. Curtis in Michigan wants to talk about gun control. Curtis, are you a gun owner yourself?
I'm not a gun owner yet. I am looking into getting a gun. But my main points are, I'll keep it short, gun control never works. Just like the drug war, the black market, you know, that's always going to exist. And if you want to shoot up a nightclub or a mall or whatever, they're going to find a gun. And getting it legally is irrelevant when you're thinking about...
I would agree. Hey, hang on tight. I'm going to hold you over the break. We'll come back to you and let you finish your point. Rob Dew at the fourth hour, Infowars.com/show for the free streams.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Yeah, hold on.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Soil quality determines plant health. Plant health determines animal and human health. 80% of the mineral needs of a plant are calcium-based, with the other 20% representing all the other minerals. The body needs minerals to occur in the same order of priority and ratios as plants in order to cause electrochemical reactions to occur optimally. One of the most important foods to give the body the calcium, phosphorus, and magnesium needed for proper body chemistry is whey protein. Now, add to this the new and improved technological enhancements unique to One World Whey, and you have a recipe to turn on the body's chemistry to making energy again. One World Way's new formula appears to support your body's ability to function in a more youthful manner. People report feeling major improvements in energy and well-being within 20 minutes of taking our new and improved One World Way. These effects last for 4 or more hours. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Bon Jovi fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. There's this quiet Cleveland's pool.
All right, so sitting over to my left, David Knight. I wasn't sure if I was live at that point. Usually they pop in and say, "You're live!" But the liner had finished, so I just automatically went into it. But
it's live. We're live.
It's all right. I got David Knight over to my left. We're going to talk about kind of what you and Leanne talked about a little bit last night. What would Jesus do at the gay bar shooting? A lesson in religious extremism. And but I'm going to let Curtis, before that, finish up with his gun control remarks. He already said, you know, look at the drug war. It doesn't work. We still have drugs. You can still buy drugs. I could go to 20 different places in Austin right now and get whatever I want. And the government outlaws it, and it doesn't matter. So when they outlaw guns, the same thing will happen. And is that how you want it? Right now, it is sort of controlled. I almost wouldn't mind a black market, because then the government wouldn't know if I have a gun. But, you know, right now they do a background check and the government knows, hey, this person did a background check. We got to put them on a list.
My son said the only good thing about gun control, gun prohibition, is going to be you're going to see all kinds of really interesting guns created.
Oh, yeah.
You never even dreamed of, just like you saw all kinds of interesting, new, and very, very dangerous drugs created from drug prohibition. They talk about, hey, it's too easy to get it. And it's like, yeah, it's kind of like buying drugs at a school playground. You can do that after 45 years of drug prohibition. And, of course, nothing's going to change with guns.
There you go. Now, hey, Curtis, I'm going to let you finish up. Go ahead.
Yep. I mean, David Knight's completely right. You know, with the prohibition of LSD and stuff like that, I'm not advocating for that. But, you know, there's much more dangerous designer drugs that are much like it now, and they're very dangerous, you know. But with my point, you know, they take away freedom little by little to get people compliant and docile. And for people who say that the only way to stop these shootings is for gun control, I would respectfully disagree. I believe to stop these shootings, everybody just needs to be armed. If you want to protect yourself, you need to take the measures to protect yourself. And that's all I got. You guys do a wonderful job. I'm taking my super mail. Everybody buy the product, the good stuff. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thank you, Curtis. And I would advocate for you to go out and learn how to fire safely and get yourself a gun, because you have to do that in this day and age. It's been proven there's too many crazy people out there that don't like the fact that other people have different opinions.
You know, Rob, to me, I look at this and I find the watch lists far more dangerous than the guns. Okay. Watch lists are something that we've never had in America. Guns are something we always have had in America. And
we've done pretty good by having guns in
America. That's right. But we're not doing too good with these secret watch lists.
Right.
It perverts the entire Bill of Rights, and it really causes me concern to see the NRA as well as Donald Trump start to talk about this, because that is the narrative of Obama and the gun controllers from the left for this.
Well, hopefully when he meets with them, they go, sir, that's not a good move, because we don't even know how you get on these watch lists or how you get off them. There's no due process. It's a government lackey saying, we don't like you. Remember, we had a guy on the show who flew out of the country and then couldn't fly back in because he had gotten mistakenly put on one of these lists.
First story I covered.
Yeah.
He was somebody like this Orlando shooter. He had been vetted many, many different ways. He never had done anything, and there was no reason for him to be on it. But here's the thing, Rob. When we talked to him, he said, I never knew I was on it until they pulled me off the plane in Hawaii and said, you can't fly. And it's like, now I'm stuck in Hawaii. I can't fly anywhere. Okay, but he didn't know that he was on the list. He didn't know why he was on the list. He didn't know how he could get off the list. Where do I go to clear my name?
Yeah.
You don't.
Sounds like 1984. Exactly. Sounds like 1984. We've shown clips of little kids being on the watch list. I put one of those clips in Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. There was a little kid. It was during the underwear bomber segment. A little kid who ended up on the no-fly list.
Yeah.
Okay? It doesn't work. It's done by the government. It's not going to work right. That's watch one list, thing you can rest assured.
The watch lists are far more dangerous. We need watch list control.
Yeah, exactly.
Watch list extermination.
We need government control. We need less government. Government is the problem, and it always will be. Okay, government's not out there fixing your roads or making your electricity bills cheaper. They're making everything more expensive. They're making everything more bureaucratic. They're making everything slower. When I was in Europe, so many times, just, do you have this paper? Do you have this paper? Do you have this paper? It was ridiculous. I was trying to pay. We went and shot this amazing interview at this church in the Czech Republic, and just to pay them the money to do this took 45 minutes of talking back and forth. I was amazed. I'm like, Jesus, do you guys want the money or not? I'm ready to go. I don't want to sit here and have this conversation. Well, what are you paying it for? I'm paying it to go shoot the video. And then that went back and forth because the director didn't speak English, but it's just bureaucracy in action, and you're seeing it there, and it's just amazing. But, David, let's get into what would Jesus do at the gay bar shooting, which just happened in Orlando. So you had this interesting concept. And it's basically the Muslims seem to be for it. They seem to be going, kill gays. And now we have this extreme religious right who's also seemed to be celebrating these killings.
And I've never seen that before. And that's something that really concerned me. And, you know, I put this title up. You know, a lot of Christians see the WWJD brand of stuff at the Christian bookstores, okay, especially Baptist bookstores. You get little bracelets that say, what would Jesus do? You know, and think about what you're doing. Would Jesus be doing this? That type of thing. And so I said, you know, well, what would Jesus do at a gay bar shooting? Okay, would he join in and hey, give me a gun, I want to shoot some gays? Or would he have sacrificed himself for them? Okay, and amazingly, I saw some comments from people saying, Jesus wouldn't even be at a gay bar. It's like, no, one of the things that he was attacked for during his life was the fact that he hung out with sinners. He hung out with tax collectors and prostitutes and people. Why? Because you know what? He was making a point. He came to this earth to save sinners. And that's what Christianity is about. It's not about telling us that we need to kill people because they're sinners. It's about telling people that Jesus died because you're a sinner. It's about offering a message of hope, a message of freedom, not a message of legalism. And so, yeah, I've heard some legalistic pastors before, and I've been to some legalistic churches before, but I've not seen this type of thing. And so last night we were talking about it. Leanne was talking about it from the Islamic side. She gave me this article today. A gay Muslim says, hey, you know what? Islam is not a religion of peace. He says calling Islam a religion of peace is dangerous. It's reductive. Like the other two monotheisms that precede it, it has blood on its hands. Well, let me say this, okay? This is not just a function of monotheisms. It's a function of all religions, okay? Polytheists were sacrificing children, doing blood sacrifices of children. We've had atheists who've gone out of their way to murder people, especially believers, but also other atheists. Whether you believe in God or whether you're not, there's every kind of culture, every kind of religion has got blood on
its hands. It's a function of taking an ideology and twisting it and then saying, hey, it's okay to kill people now.
That's right.
That's what it is. It's people doing this. Once again, it's people doing it, not the guns, not the religion.
Exactly.
They may be doing it in the name of religion, but that's not necessarily what the religion called for.
And so the real issue before us is not what has happened historically, but what is happening now? And what is the basis of Islam? What is the basis of Christianity? Well, I'm not going to try to talk about Islam. There's plenty of people who are Muslims who will tell you that it is not a religion of peace, that what we saw here was not a misinterpretation of their theology, but an expression of it. Okay, but what I'm concerned about, what I want to talk about is the reaction of some of these pastors. Now, we've got a couple of pastors. Roger Jimenez of Verity Baptist Church said the killer succeeded in making Orlando safer. He said, are you sad 50 pedophiles were killed today? No, I think it's great, he said. I think that helps society. I think Orlando, Florida is a little safer tonight. And then we got Tempe, Arizona preacher Stephen Anderson, who said, well, there's at least 50 less pedophiles in the world. He said LGBT people should be executed properly, however, by a righteous government.
And Jimenez also said, I just wish the government would round them all up, put them up against the wall, put a firing squad in front of them and blow their brains out.
That's right. And so what we have to be concerned about, and that's the reason we have the First Amendment, we want a separation of religion from the state, okay? And I know that that's not in the Constitution. I know that wall of separation was something that Thomas Jefferson sent out as reassurances to people who had been told by John Adams that he was going to come around and steal their Bibles, so they're burying them in the backyard. He said, no, there's a wall that protects you from the government. That's the First Amendment. But we don't want a theocracy either. And what people have to understand is that Islam does want a theocracy. It is endemic to its religion. And now I'm starting to see some of these same aspects in some of these Christians who are preaching, hey, we want the government to go out and round up gays and kill them. And we saw this back in the fall as they were coming to the Iowa caucus. Remember, and this is something I didn't even see for a couple of months, we had this meeting in Des Moines, Iowa. It was a National Religious Liberties Conference. It featured a lot of presidential candidates. They had Mike Huckabee, Bobby Jindal, and Ted Cruz. And, of course, after they dropped out, Ted Cruz was there. People played this clip, and I want to play this clip right now, what this guy said.
13 calls for the death penalty for homosexuals. Yes. Romans chapter 1, verse 32, the Apostle Paul does say that homosexuals are worthy of death. His words, not mine. And I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
And let me say, that is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Gospel is good news. What he is doing is he's taking us out of context, completely out of context. And when you take something out of context, Rob, you use it as a pretext for your prejudices. And that's what this man is doing. That is not Christianity. That is not the gospel. Mike Huckabee said he didn't know anything about that guy. Ted Cruz.
And didn't he introduce Ted Cruz right after that?
That's right. He introduced Ted Cruz. And let me tell you, he's quoting the Bible, okay? And he's taking it out of context because what he says is, look, just before that, where he says, God says that all these people deserve death, okay? What Paul is doing is he's laying this out. A lot of people understand this. They call it the Romans Road. Paul says, look, we're all sinners. We all deserve death. And he goes out and he lays out this catalog of every possible thing you could do. And it's not just homosexuality. And yet these legalists will go in and they'll pull out homosexuality. They'll look at it and say, well, you know, gee, I do that. I'm a liar. I'm a, you know, I do this.
I'm an adulterer.
But, yeah.
I steal money.
I don't do homosexuality. Let's go after the homosexuals because it makes me feel like I'm justifying myself before God to attack this other group. And so he says, yeah, God knows that all these people who do this deserve death. But what did he say right before it? He said they've become filled with every kind of wickedness, with envy. Are we supposed to kill people who envy? With murder, with strife, with deceit, with malice. They gossip. They slander. They hate God. They're insolent, arrogant, boastful. They disobey their parents. Yeah. So are we supposed to kill everybody on that list?
My mom wants me to vote for Hillary.
Okay. The whole point of this is Paul is laying down a pattern to tell people there's no such thing as a small sin. There are no peccadilloes. Every sin is cosmic rebellion to God. And so what he's saying is, he goes on later in the book, he says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And he says, the wages, what you deserve of sin, are death. But the gift of God is eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. That is what's different about Christianity versus all the other man-made religions, okay? And these people are making Christianity into a man-made religion. The difference with Christianity is that God offers us free grace. And he quotes another one. He quotes another one from 1 Corinthians. And again, here's another one where he puts out a long list of sins. Fornicators, okay, adulterers. They're not calling for adulterers to be executed, okay? They do list homosexuals, sodomites, thieves, covetous, drunkards, revilers, extortioners. None of these will inherit the kingdom of God, and such were some of you. But you were justified and forgiven because of what Christ did. So, yeah, would Christ be at the gay bar? Yeah. He came to save sinners. And so he would be there. He would be with the people. He would even be with the sinners at church, okay? Because he came to save everybody. And he was the one who died. He doesn't call us to kill other people. He doesn't call us to create a government to do that. And I understand how it's difficult for a lot of Christians to hate the sin and not hate the sinner, because some of the people, most of these sins, people don't have parades to talk about how they're adulterers, but they do have parades to talk about how they're homosexuals. And so when we talk about this, we're trying to tell people, look, God has got a better way for all of us. We've all got something that we're struggling with. Okay? But when they do that, and when they come in and force us and coerce us, now we start to get into the political realm. When they start to come to a baker or a photographer and say, you're going to come and perform at my wedding, or a band, you're going to come and perform at my wedding, or I'm going to shut you down as a business, that makes them very angry. And I have to say to them, Christians need to rise above that. Yes, we need to fight that kind of hatred. We need to fight it politically, but we don't need to use religion to do that. We don't need to pervert the gospel of Christ. That's not the good news.
And we need to protect our kids as well from, and I'm not saying all gays are like that, but you do have pedophiles out there that we must protect our kids from.
Yeah.
Let's go to Scott in Illinois and get his reaction to that. He lists himself as a radical Christian. Scott, what's your take on what David Knight just had to say?
Oh, I'd just say amen to everything. Don't need to repeat it all. But I told your call screener that my friends consider me radical. I don't label myself as radical, but when my friends have problems, they come to me, tell me their problems. I listen and I pray, and I ask for Jesus, you know, to help them, or I ask the Holy Spirit to help them. And, you know, thanks for taking my call. It's a real interesting topic, and I just feel really, really sad that there are people that call themselves Christians, whether they're radical or not, that would say that it's the right thing to do and go kill gay people. That is not. And where would Jesus be? The Jesus that I serve, he would be there at that nightclub raising those people from the dead. Now, I don't know where the chicken-hearted Christians were that were not down there ministering to these people after this slaughter.
That's a good point.
I mean, and my goodness, I mean, I know Billy Graham's still alive. This is a spiritual problem, and you just can't. If we took all the crooked bankers and took all the crooked lawyers and took all the crooked judges and took all the crooked police department and took all the crooked military, we just took all the crooks and lined them up, like somebody said, and machine gunned them down, it wouldn't solve the problem, because it's a spiritual problem. Satan is the cancer, and Jesus is the answer. It is not Buddha, Muhammad, or Krishna, and I'm not opposed to having those people live in my neighborhood. What I am opposed to is giving them free passes and making them have special rights that, my goodness, if I went out and had a prayer meeting on Rush Street, which is in Chicago, 45 minutes, less than 40 minutes from my house, if I would take political action and try and close down that street, you had some guy in the on the, your program the other day. You know, it's radical. It's political Islam that is our enemy. That's our spiritual enemy, and they're trying to use political Islam is trying to use our religious freedoms, our social freedoms. You know, if you are a Christian, you can't harbor hate for people. You can harbor hate for sin. That's what my Bible says. You have to hate the sin and not the people. Jesus wouldn't be down there.
Scott, man, Scott, you're on a roll. Thanks for calling in. That was great. And this is not a topic that's really it is cut and dry, but it's not cut and dry in the way you've been talking about it. You know, nobody's really talking about it from that angle.
Well, you know, when I look at what Steven Anderson said, he says the bad news is that these homosexuals are still alive. They're going to be attacking Christians, and they're going to be pushing gun control. Well, they're going to use what he said to push gun control. They're going to use what he said
to attack Christians too,
politically, yeah, and to shut down our freedoms. This is something that made me very angry at the Libertarian Party. Gary Johnson got booed when he said, yes, you should be able to compel somebody who doesn't want to bake a cake for you or take your picture or play at your wedding. You should be able to compel them to do that. He was booed by libertarians, not Christians.
And I don't agree with that either. I don't think you should be
crossing the line. That's your right.
Why would you want somebody to bake your cake if they don't want to?
That's right.
Would you want that? They're going to put a little extra baking soda in it.
They don't want it. They just want to punish people.
Exactly.
You understand.
Exactly. We're going to be back with a final segment. It's Rob doing David Knight with the fourth hour of Overdrive, the Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com/show for the free streams. Tell all your friends about it right now.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
I hear the train come,
All right, final segment of the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Now, we've done a whole hour here for the fourth hour, and I haven't plugged one time. So here it is right now, InfoWarsStore.com, 20% off all Alexa Pure water filtering systems. If you are not filtering your water right now, you're freaking crazy. Okay? That's all I'm going to say. If you look at all the areas that have lead in their water, the fluoride, the chlorine, even the chlorine they put in to clean it is toxic to your body. So you are freaking crazy if you're not getting an Alexa Pure or even a ProPure system. But our Alexa Pure systems right now, 20% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And also right now, the Tim Kennedy special, 15% off Supermail Vitality. You heard our caller from Michigan plugging Supermail Vitality. Brain Force, which I plug and I take all the time. And Secret 12. That was what I brought to Dresden, gave me that extra boost of power to keep up with CIA head General Petraeus, former CIA head. Gave me the edge to keep up with him.
Heavy equipment.
I had a lot of gear. I had my jacket shoved in there, and I was still able to keep up with him and get the question in, even though he was too scared to answer it. So 15% off the Supermail Vitality Brain Force and Secret 12 special at InfoWarsLife.com. And I got two callers left, Robert and James. Hang on. I'm going to give you 30 seconds each. David, this last article, professor rejects Marxism after traveling the globe. He, back in the days in the 60s, he was a big Marxist, you know, with protesting the Vietnam War.
He learned something from Bernie Sanders, didn't he?
Exactly. After Bernie traveling Sanders 110 Sanders. Countries, he said it doesn't work. I was disenchanted with Marxism after visiting the countries that had tried to shape their societies to conform to its doctrines. I was disillusioned by the realities, not the, oh, it'll be a great world with robots running us. No, the realities is that it doesn't work, people.
That's right.
Even if you think it will, even if they tell you, your college professor's telling you it's going to work, it's not going to work because you're going to run out of other people's money in the end. And that is the plain, hard truth, David Knight.
Utopian vision that doesn't exist.
It is.
And Bernie Sanders doesn't understand that. And unfortunately, there's a lot of his supporters who don't understand it.
Yeah, but they'll find out.
Yeah.
And maybe if they get, they should move to one of these countries. James in Colorado, no fly list. You got 30 seconds. Go.
Yeah, I just wanted to add that if you look at Obama's legislation, it says not only will the FBI be in charge of the list, but the Attorney General of the Justice Department as well. The whole thing started with Dianne Feinstein a week after the Paris attack. She said, this National Security Conference, we have to have this. And then the day before they voted on it, you had San Bernardino. I don't know what to call that. I think there's a lot going on there. But the point is, the whole plan, CFR is involved, and all the rest of it. So.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. And it's just another way to control us by not letting us travel.
Watch this. It's the worst of Orwell and Kafka and the star chambers that exist.
Exactly. Robert in Alabama on gun control. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I got to start this out because I'm a veteran, and I was in Iraq on a tour, and I want to tell you about radical Islam because I lost some guys over there that went on a patrol, okay? They were killed. We went back later on, and there was a mosque. And I asked my interpreter, I said, what are they talking about? And they were talking about we're a bunch of infidels and everything, and the mosque was telling me. He goes, they're preaching radical Islam. And my interpreter, which was an Iraqi at the time, literally told me, he says, that's radical Islam, you know? And we went over there.
We just can't get our president to say it. Yeah. Oh, you went to the mosque?
What's that?
You went to the mosque?
Well, yeah, we went over there with our gun trucks. Nobody come up. They had a loudspeaker and everything else. And our interpreter said, yeah, they're preaching radical Islam in there, that they want to kill infidels, this radical Islam. And our interpreter said that. Now, pissed off because our president does not want to use that terminology.
He's afraid of it.
He wants to use radical Islam against us, and it's the second generation.
Right.
It's even worse.
Don't let the religion of peace get in the way of truth. So there you go. That's been the fourth hour of Overdrive. I was your host, Rob Dew. Got David Knight, who sat in. Thanks to him, we put some interesting perspective on all this this Orlando massacre and where it's going to take us into the future. One thing is for certain, you better get armed and you better learn how to use your guns before they take them away. I'm signing off for InfoWars.com. Join us tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the InfoWars Nightly News.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.